Whether you're a builder, a collector, or just love the sound of a brick clicking into place. Take a break with Grego My Lego. The Slow Build Lego Show. With honest reviews, total relaxation, and the best long form builds around. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube today. The show where you don't just see the final model, you watch it come to life.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. This episode of the Downtown Lowdown is powered by the Tip City Foundation, investing in what makes our community thrive. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all.
Do you have a Tip City themed soap?
We've done the Downtown Tip City Partnership.
What's the flavor?
I can't smell, so I don't know why you're asking me.
I think we did Simply Fresh. Simply Fresh is just a real nice general fresh fragrance.
Like,
but we can do whatever fragrance that we make. Mm-hmm. If you want something done custom, you know, we can do that. Yeah. We've made lip balm for an orthodontist. We've done, we've done all kinds of little custom things for people.
That's cool. Yeah. If someone wanted a custom thing, mm-hmm. or to know more about your business, where would they go? Do you have a website or anything like
we
that?
We do. LivingSimplySoap.com.
Hey, that works great.
And yeah. I will tell you, it's one of my favorite places to go when I'm doing, you know, my holiday shopping or, I have adult children that don't live locally anymore. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of spread out now in the military. The best thing that I can send them is some soap from Tip City.
100%.
And I love how easy you make it. You know, not just your design. So it's just not something that needs gift wrapped, but you also ship it for me too.
Yeah.
That is my favorite thing.
That is my favorite.
You know,
that is my favorite thing.
We are very fortunate. We've just discovered all the benefits of this little simple product that it is shippable. Mm-hmm. And so even during the COVID situation, we were able to ship gifts, Mother's Day gifts, because we were, you know, it was the shutdown. Nobody knew what
nobody
the heck
can
was
get
happening.
Out.
Yeah. So we were able to stay alive, just, you know, barely like everybody. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we could ship was just an enormous resource to keep the business alive during that time.
One thing I do have to brag about with you guys is that whenever people come to town to visit, I bring them to your shop.
Well, thank you.
To show
thank
off.
You.
Not, it's,
thank
I you. Didn't do anything. But thank I'm like, you. Look how cute my town is. Mm-hmm. Here's an example.
Thank you.
How
thank
cool
you.
Is this place? And they walk in and the smell and those bath bombs right in the very front.
Good.
And then the white like cabinets going down the brick wall. It's just so it's, photogenic.
Yeah, it is.
It is so photogenic.
It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. Like, we know we can go in there and it's going to look adorable.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And smell great.
I have amazing staff. I mean, you know the girls. They will take care of you.
Except for Molly. I think they're all great.
Oh, stop it. You know, one day I
hid
upstairs.
She's my favorite.
Yeah.
I hid upstairs one day.
You hid upstairs?
Well, I mean, Tanya knew I was up there. I was. Yeah.
Were you in the closet, like looking out the window?
No, I was wrapping like chapsticks or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or something. Tanya was giving away chapsticks, maybe for Heritage Ohio or something.
Yeah.
Are you saying you take volunteers to come up there and help?
She wanted to wrap them. I'm like, sure.
I did volunteer to help.
Absolutely.
Did you get credit, college hours or something for that?
No.
Or how does that work?
I don't know.
Okay.
She did a great job.
I did a great job.
Yeah,
see?
She did. So she was sitting up there.
Did you walk over and grab them and go, these are horrible, and then throw them on the ground? Like,
I do have to do
like
quality control.
I bet you're a good boss.
When I look over their shoulders, they're like, oh my gosh, is this lined up exactly straight?
I play tennis with Molly, so I'm allowed to talk about it.
I love Molly.
But when I was upstairs, you know, my favorite thing, I was up there for maybe 2 hours, and the amount of people that would come in and, you know, they would just have questions, but the staff, they helped every single person that came in. They listened to them, which is very hard to actually get people that will listen, because people are just so quick to offer a solution and they don't actually hear
everything, but your staff did such a great job. And I just remember being so blown away that day with the service of care that they were giving. And I just know that you would have been so proud of them. And I think I messaged you after that day and said, you know, your staff is just fantastic.
They are great.
I never take them for granted. They want to work there. They love the soap store themselves. So they're just great representatives. Mm-hmm. And we're such a team. We're such a family. They know how they are appreciated. Mm-hmm. We have a thing where we talk about highest and best use, mm-hmm. Because each one of them has a little gift. Mm-hmm. And so, like little Kaylin, she's new. And we realized early on how great she was with customers. Mm-hmm. You know, wasn't sure where I was going to use her initially. And then it was like, oh, no, you got to be at the register, girl. That is your gift. That is your highest and best use. You know, Molly loves to make. She loves to cook. Mm-hmm. So every Wednesday, we've got Molly up in the kitchen making scrubs, you know, and she's putting together the deodorants and different things. So that's just, and it feeds what her joy mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. And I want them to do what they love. What's their favorite part? That's what you're going to do. You know, if you like taking care of the customers, by golly, then, you know, you're going to be, that's what you're going to do. Gift wrapping or whatever your little gift is, that's mm-hmm. where we try to put you. And so that. Our customers get the best and the employee gets to, mm-hmm. you know, do what they love and feel gratified and satisfied and, you know, that they're appreciated. So, and they get after me, Tanya, don't be doing that now. You get up there and you know, we got to use you at your highest and best use too, Tanya.
Go work on QuickBooks. Do it.
Oh, yeah. Get that payroll done.
What are you doing down here?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been some journey over these 15 years.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
It's really well done and just a bright, shining jewel in the downtown.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We are very blessed and we love Tip City. Absolutely. I don't know that we would have had the level of success that we've had any other place than the Tip City. It's just a very special place.
Yeah, the little boutiques seem to do really well here.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing or if it's just because the downtown itself is so cute. But you walk around downtown, you see people going in and out of all these little shops. Even like the glass place and stuff that you're like, I don't know how well that will do. That's kind of a niche thing. Seem very popular. And all the clothing stores.
You can go in there.
You can go in there.
You don't have to have an appointment. Right. You can just go in there and create something.
Yeah. Tip City offers something you can't get on Amazon.
Right. Yes.
And it is an experience. And, you know, people still need that in their soul. They need to have that interaction. They need to go out and see, feel, touch, taste, whatever. You know, we need that. We don't want to remove ourselves. Tip City also, I think just the fact that we're just this one street,
one
maybe
street.
A couple little side streets, but you know, it's convenient, it's easy. You eat, you shop, you know, you visit your favorite places. They have new things.
Yeah.
And it's just a really simple, but you know, just a very convenient place to shop and enjoy yourself for a day.
And it's compact. You can hit all the shops real
exactly.
quickly.
Exactly.
It's nice.
And it's such a variety. I say it's like a cake. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a recipe and you've got to have your flour and you got to have your sugar and you got to have your eggs. And so we have such a variety that it's just a perfect cake.
We need a shoe store.
Oh, our building used to be a shoe store. Yeah. Did you know that?
And we need a like a butcher.
We need a bakery.
And a bakery.
We need things for teens. I have a list.
Things
remember,
for teens.
I get all of the suggestions.
You
what
get
people
all.
Want.
Does people suggest things to you
all the time?
Really?
Yeah.
I never get that.
And some of those things have come and gone. I mean, we've had bakeries and different things and people. So people come and people go and build. You know, businesses come and go. So the cake changes, I guess, a little bit from time to time. But
and the soap store continues.
We just kind of were carrying
you're
on.
Just right there. Like
I'm getting old, Greg. I don't know.
You're the anchor business.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That, at the very beginning, I thought to myself, if I could somehow bring somebody to Tip City that would maybe go next door and buy something from the store next door. But they initially came just to come. That would be just like the ultimate.
Oh, yeah.
The ultimate success for me. Was
you're bringing people in from all over.
That is just the best ever. So I'm grateful to think that we've accomplished that. Mm-hmm. I can't get used to it. I can't wrap my head around it. I can't. It's like hard to acknowledge.
You definitely have the votes and the nominations from the community to support how amazing you are.
Yes, that's amazing. Everybody thinks so.
Yeah.
I just can't wrap my head around it, but thank you. I'm grateful.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That was a treasure. I wish that I was more eloquent when I get up there.
You are always...
Turn into a nervous wreck, but...
Just pretend you're on a podcast and nobody's there.
Thank you. Yeah. Tip City, you know...
Oh, speaking of that, so next year, Greg.
No.
During the dinner?
No.
Are we just going to live MC it? Ooh. Pretend like we're doing a podcast?
Oh, that's a great idea. I'm busy that day. I'll do it if we're in a back room, but if I'm in front of 800 people, I won't do it.
Well, it's hard to
I've
get up
never
there
had 800 of, people just, at, the, oh my gosh. At the dinner.
I don't like people, so
oh,
I don't want to.
Oh, baloney.
I know. Yeah, baloney. He's so full of it.
Yeah, he is. That is true.
Yeah, we're calling you out on that.
Feel free.
Yeah.
Go for it. I'll be done. In the closet in the back. Yes.
Yeah. It is hard, and you look out at all those faces of people that you admire and know that they're just such... important.
I don't mind that, but downtown. Then there's some people in the back flipping me off. And I'm like, what did I do? Come on, man. It's nerve-wracking.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I won't do it next time.
You were doing it.
Watch yourself.
Thanks a lot. Stressing me out.
Oh, that'd make you laugh.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. That's exciting. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Is there anything else you'd like to share today?
Any secrets?
Oh, no.
The upcoming products you can't talk about?
Oh, well, we're always trying to think of things. We're always, my girls are over there, Kaya.
Say, I gave her an idea the other day.
Are they
Clay,
stirring
they're over there.
Something in a pot somewhere? With
they're working on St. Patrick's Day and Lucky Charms and how are we going to do this?
I have an idea for you, but I'm not going to share it on the air. I'll tell you about it later.
I know something that Tanya is doing for the St. Patrick's Day beer crawl.
Okay, good. Can you talk about it? Is it secret?
No.
Okay.
I think we did that last year too, didn't we? We have a hot dog bar.
Hot dog.
But I mean, beer and hot dogs.
Oh, beer and hot dogs. It works.
Yeah. So we have
that works great.
A hot dog bar with all the trimmings, and so we'll have steamed hot dogs and
that'll be nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hot dog, but it's something.
That's tasty.
It's something we can manage to provide for 200 to about 300 people.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, for the bourbon chocolate walk, we did hot fudge sundaes.
Yeah.
And that seemed to go. Now, Ma Cabinet, though, they are always the king.
Oh, my God. It looks like Willy Wonka when you go in there.
Oh, they're amazing.
There's food everywhere.
I look at that and I'm like, oh, you guys are amazing.
Over there by the field of cheese on top of
it's beautiful. And the mountains of chocolate and molten chocolate.
It's
crazy. I saw that.
You could feed a whole town with that. What's in that one
room?
They
do such a beautiful job.
It's crazy.
So we'll just do our little hot fudge sundaes or hot dogs just as a compliment.
Tasha's praying that it comes out good, your hot dogs. She's very excited about your hot dogs.
What do you like on your hot dogs, Tasha?
She is thinking
sauerkraut.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's
all the different mustards and cheese.
That's disgusting.
Anyway.
Chili. All you need is chili.
Chili. Yeah, we'll definitely have chili.
That's the title of this podcast. All you need is chili.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
No, that won't be the
How
title.
How about like 3-time best shopping place award winner downtown?
How about the heart of downtown?
Tanya
Brown
choked me up.
Is the heart of downtown.
That choked me up. Oh, don't even say that.
Well, no, that rhymes.
You know what? I don't know if we ever actually shared this at the dinner, but.
That's a hot dog bar? No, you did.
We didn't share this at the dinner. So. Just so you know, the nomination that won it for you was wrote by another merchant downtown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So because we send out all the nominations to some other downtown directors for the Heart of Downtown and the Volunteer of the Year of the award. The rest are just all community voted, but those two write-in ones, they go to a committee and I send them all the nominations. And one of the nominations was wrote by a downtown business owner. And when I got the feedback, they're like, when you have a downtown business owner nominating another downtown business owner with such a great nomination, this is your clear winner.
Mm-hmm. That means they like
you. That's amazing. I'm a team player, I guess, maybe, and I like supporting the other businesses, too. But it's kind of hard sometimes because you're just so busy in your business, to get out.
And there's not a lot of overlap with some of the other businesses.
Yeah.
All you can really do is say, hey, did you check out?
Anytime I can see something I can share about somebody else's, what they're doing, like the Tip City Life. mm-hmm. I get to help monitor that page. Mm-hmm. So I get on there and I share everything everybody's doing. Try to, you know, try to get the people that follow the Tip City Life Facebook page to see what's going on and other. Yeah, because I feel like we all need to be successful to just draw people in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The people at the candy store may bring somebody to town that will come to the soap shop.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, they're a fantastic addition. And Fox and Feather, mm-hmm. oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. They work so hard.
I can't wait to see her
store. I know. I can't wait to see
it
either.
I like the pet store. I'm always in
there. Oh, yeah.
And I like the flowers. The flower store. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So nice. That whole stretch right along there is really neat.
It's, yeah, it's great. And then the restaurants. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to have great restaurants. Yeah. And we have the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, just from the diner, you know, feel of mm-hmm. Sam and Ethel's, and then that comfort food of Harrison's, and then that upscale, you know, kind of elegant dining at Coldwater. I mean, you just can't
You should
beat
do
it.
Marketing for the city. You sound like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I've been there a while.
You have.
I have been a fan.
You're staring out the window.
Don't we have an opening on our promotions committee?
We have an opening on our promotions committee.
Because I know you need something else to do.
Oh, gosh. You're bored.
Yeah.
No, the good news is that we meet right here, so all you got to do is walk across the street.
Yeah. There's free coffee when you come here.
I'll do what I can do from my little
from afar,
from my little soap
from
shop.
Your computer.
Yeah, from my computer. But yeah, this has been a heck of an adventure in my life, having a business like this. And you know, it's definitely a big commitment.
Yeah,
you know, to be just 24/7.
Well, but we're definitely going to have you back on.
We appreciate you.
Oh,
we really do.
Thank you.
Maybe closer to Yuletide, and you can come on and talk about
Yuletide
Winter's Gathering.
Yeah. Anything you want to tease.
Oh, gosh.
Exclusive information. Come back. So when you come back, come back when you have stuff you want to like chatter about.
Oh,
we would love to hear about.
Well, thank
your whole new line of persimmon flavored.
Persimmon,
whatever
salve
and
soap,
Bengay flavored stuff,
persimmon deodorant. I don't know where they get this idea that old people smell bad, but I think it's just some viral thing.
It is,
yes,
it's on the tick and the talk.
Yes, probably. Yeah, but the persimmon smells good. So
is that what we're calling it now?
Sure.
If somebody wants it, we're going to try to do it. We're going to try to do it for them.
You also have a great selection of stuff for guys.
Oh, yeah.
I love that part.
Yeah.
And when I get my dad anything, it's always from that little section. Good. So thank you for that.
And kids. We try to offer some things for mm-hmm. kids, our little bath bombs. And, you know, they need to wash their hands, too.
Occasionally.
So in Fruit Loops, that just, you know, that just seemed appropriate. Mm-hmm. So, we got the Fruit Loops and the cotton candy and... Just, you know, make
now
it
I'm
fun.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Now I'm getting hungry for cereal. Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for thinking I'm worthy to have on your podcast. It's
thanks
amazing.
For coming definitely. All this way. Exhausting. Yeah. I can see your place from here. Thank you for making the trek.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Totally. Totally.
Thank awesome. You. All right.
We're good.
Okay, good. Well,
the sun's shining.
The sun is out.
And we're going to have a warm week. Can I just say one thing real quick? I gave her a really hard time when she first came to town.
Why?
Because she didn't like me.
Because of her bangs?
No, it wasn't that I didn't like her.
It wasn't because of the bangs, was it?
I didn't know her, but we had been through a lot of turmoil.
Yes, we had.
And
very exciting.
I was a tough judge. I was a tough. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Oh boy! Is that when you threw the stuff on the ground and said, "Wrap that over again"? Yeah. You did badly.
She has just absolutely killed it.
Yes, you have.
She really has killed it.
You have killed it.
Has exceeded any expectation that I ever.
And she doesn't have a sense of smell. Yeah. And she's still like just
she's
kicks
done
booty.
Dynamite.
Like,
so
how do you even know what to do? And you just do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
She is very talented.
She is very good.
And I just hope that we can hang on to her for a while longer.
And I'm excited that she has people
I'm
helping.
Trying.
Just new people helping her. And that has let her like do her joy, which is like do the things she's really good at and like have somebody else help you with some of the other stuff. So now there's like three of you running around. It's great.
Yeah. She does a fantastic job. So I have to publicly say that because
thank you.
Yeah. I was like very guarded. Very guarded.
She has earned
But she has totally
your trust.
Oh yeah.
And admiration.
And, absolutely. And I tell her that every chance I can now.
Yeah.
Nicely
make sure
done.
She knows that.
guys.
Well, congratulations to you both.
Yeah. Yes.
You're amazing.
Here.
Oh, you're amazing too,
I'm not
Greg.
Amazing. I'm not amazing.
All right.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for joining us on the Downtown Lowdown. We'll talk soon.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. How's the lady say it?
Like and subscribe.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Downtown Lowdown. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a story behind the storefronts. I'll be back every Wednesday with more conversations about the people, places, and moments that make Downtown Tip City special. If something we talked about today sparked your curiosity or you want to dig a little deeper, I encourage you to reach out to the Tippecanoe Gazette editor and share your thoughts or questions. Community conversations matter. And if you love these stories and you want to be part of them, consider becoming a friend of Downtown. Your support helps us preserve, promote, and enhance the downtown we all love. Thanks for joining us on the Downtown Lowdown. I'm Tasha Weaver, and until next time, we'll see you downtown.
Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enselin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.